Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This weekend isn't too bad if you're looking at the sports schedule. If you love all sports, you're going to have some. You got the Steelers game, obviously. You got Ravens, Chiefs. You got Packers, Cowboys. You have Penn State, Oregon. If you're a Pitt fan, you got Pitt, Louisville. And you have the Ryder Cup. So this is a decent weekend. And right now, to break down these games, these NFL and college games, this coming weekend is our guy, Lee Sterling. Lee, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And I think you might have even left a few off. You left Philly and Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Ohio State, Washington, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Washington. The list goes on and on. In fact,
LSU
and Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss, yep.
So I got invited to a wedding about 6 weeks ago. My cousin's daughter was getting married, Salt Lake City. My wife, I have a chart made up for the schedule, start off before the season. So my wife just looks at it. She knows when to accept and when to decline things. She looked at the schedule. She goes, I guess we'll be sending a gift. I said, absolutely.
Absolutely. Leave me sending the gift because we're busy, busy, busy. All right, Lee, let's get to these games. First game on the list, Penn State giving 3.5 to Oregon at Penn State. It's a whiteout, 7:30 kick. What you feeling for this one?
Wow, James Franklin, he needs this game bad. And if this was Oregon last year, I would say Penn State would probably lose at home. They did play in the Big Ten championship game last year, and Oregon won that game 45-37. Penn State ran for 292 yards in that game. They have both running backs back, obviously, Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen. The difference this year might be that they added some receivers who can finally get a little bit of separation in Trevor Peña from Syracuse and K'Ron Hudson from USC. These two guys have put together 27 total catches on the year. Penn State's defense, good. 12th in pressure rate. I think the X factor here is twofold. I think Oregon's a little young, and they've only played one road game, and that's against Northwestern. I mean, Northwestern is junk, let's be honest. And also think that Jim Knowles could be the X factor. He was defensive coordinator last year, as we all know, at Ohio State, moved over to Penn State. The first game, they didn't fare well. They had to play at Eugene. But second game, he came with an entirely new blitz package, and he shut down the Ducks. I think he's gonna be able to do enough here. And I also like the fact Penn State's coming off a bye. Maybe they have a trick play or two, wide out. If there was ever the time that James Franklin is going to break through, it is on Saturday night. This is it. Penn State gets the job done. The right team is favored 24-17.
Wow. All right, Lee. I can't. It's hard for me to say this, but I'm with you. I think I'm with you right now. All right, my Pitt Panthers, they're coming off of a bye week. They take on Louisville at home, 12 p.m. kick. Louisville is giving 4.5 to my Pitt Panthers.
Yeah, and I like the fact they're coming off of a bye. Pitt is, and I think they'll be ready to go here. Watching Louisville, watching tape of Miller Moss, and he's not thriving yet in this Jeff Brohm, usually quarterback-friendly offense. He had never taken a snap from under center, never called cadence, just clapped his hands. I mean, some things that, he's also just not hitting the target enough. I mean, there's four or five passes every single game where you just shake your head. And averaging two interceptions against Division I opponents per game, that's a problem here. I think that there's always one or two games every year where Eli Holstein doesn't have a good game, and I think he's got it out of his system here. I don't see him with more than 100 yards in penalties again. And the home team has won and covered each of the last five games. This line should be a pick 'em here. Wrong team favored. Pitt straight up 30-23.
You know I love hearing that. Music to my ears, Lee. Music to my ears. Yep. All right, heading to the NFL. Eagles giving 3.5 to the Bucs. That's going to be a good one. Jalen Hurts and Baker Mayfield.
Yep, it is. And how about this? Tampa Bay has won 6 of the last 7 games. This will be the 5th straight time that when they played each other, the game was in Tampa. They did leave a day early, get used to the weather. Close to 90-degree weather and 70% humidity is what's forecast for the game. Last year, Tampa won the game 33-16, but there was no Devontae Smith. There was no A.J. Brown for that game. Now this year, those two guys will be back. No Mike Evans for Tampa Bay. No Chris Godwin yet. Offensive line is banged up. They are in big problems. They got big problems there. And defensive line isn't healthy. I don't think Philly is going to get the job done and win the Super Bowl. I really don't. I think things are going to happen. I don't love their defense, but they're like Kansas City early last year, just finding ways to win. And I don't think Baker Mayfield is with just such a weak supporting cast this week is going to be able to pull a rabbit out of his hat 4 weeks in a row. Love his grit. I mean, he's turned the corner, but not on Sunday. Philadelphia here, 26-20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, it's crazy to imagine and to think that one of these teams are going to be 1-3 after this weekend. Ravens giving 2.5 to Kansas City in Kansas City.
Yeah, I still think both teams will probably make the playoffs. Problem here is your weakest unit. And I do believe even though Baltimore has the best offense, Kansas City's defense just a little under that. Their offense is coming around for KC. Only gave up 2 sacks in the game last week against a very underrated and talented Giants defensive line. We know their defense is good, but last year when they played each other to start the year, Kansas City was a 2.5-point favorite. Now Baltimore is a 2.5-3-point favorite. I don't get it. Their defense was left to dry. They're dead last in the NFL. They were on the field. I mean, with 5 minutes to go in the first half Monday night, Baltimore's offense only had 5 minutes time of possession. So they're scoring, but sometimes scoring too quick here. After a Monday night game, short turnaround, they got to go and play one of their nemesis teams here. Give me Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City at home. Then Kansas City gets the job done. Another wrong team favorite, 24-20.
Vikings, Steelers in Ireland, 9:30. That's the kickoff time here in on the East Coast, at least. Vikings are given 2.5 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, Lee.
Yeah, and I'm not a believer yet in the Vikings. I know they get back one of their top wide receivers, Jordan Addison, but Jordan Mason, he doesn't have that 49ers run-friendly system to sustain him here. And it's Carson Wentz. I mean, this is a guy that was – you know, still hanging around a little before the season before Minnesota picked him up. So there's a reason he hasn't started since 2021. You know, when you get, you know, a pick six and a fumble recovery score, you're going to win almost every single game. Their defense is good here, but I just think that Pittsburgh's going to limit the mistakes here and let Minnesota beat themselves. Carson Wentz is a fumbling machine. I mean, you hit him even when he thinks he's protecting the ball, usually spells trouble. I think we're going to see and find out why Carson Wentz was left out there so late right before the season. So I think Pittsburgh is just finding ways to win here. Again, the wrong team is favored. Pittsburgh straight up 23-20.
Wow. Wow. 23-20. Steelers get the win in Ireland. Big time. Big time right there, Lee. All right. Your game of the week.
Game of the week is going to be a really good one here. Ohio State and Washington. Have you guys ever been out there, see a game before?
No, never.
If you get a chance, it is something. The people are so nice. I went there twice. One of the times didn't turn out so well for my Miami Hurricanes the year 2000. They lost to Rick Neuheisel and bunch. But you're on a yacht, and you're tailgating, and then you get off the yacht and literally walk about 40, 50 yards through the gate into the stadium and sitting there. And if you're on the visiting side and looking over and looking at Lake Washington, is just a splendor. So that's a trip you will always want to take. You want to get this game for free. We're going to find out if Ohio State keeps rolling, or does Washington, which is really irked that they're not in the top 25, can they pull the shocker, getting 8.5 points? Also, I love the game tonight, Florida State and Virginia. Is that 7-point line a trap? I'm going to give them both games. Hmm. You want to hop on board? Just call 800-400-9741. I'll give you both games for free, 800-400-9741. Since Sunday, we are on a 6-0 roll through last night. You want to hop on board? A full week of action on our phone service. That's probably 12 to 14 games from tonight all the way through Monday night. Use coupon code SAVE100, just $97. Check out all the specials. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
You are the man, Lee. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys. See you.
Thanks. Some great games this weekend. Some great games this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.